Cheese dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy.
Yeah, we're going, dude.
Oh, is it on?
Oh, yeah.
I can't see.
I know.
You've got it angled away from me.
My bad.
This is a production nightmare right now.
Let me angle my dangle towards you, my friend.
Oh, point it in this direction and make it shine. Ooh, look at all those jumps.
Yeah, dog.
Your thing is jumping.
It's like 21 Jump Street.
Oh, snap. How's it going over there?
I'm doing all right, man. We're doing this a little bit later in the week. We had a little delay over the weekend because of... preparations for...
Sunday was Christmas.
No, what? When was 4th of July?
4th of July was last Wednesday.
Holy moly.
1 week ago from today.
How was your 4th of July?
Well, first and foremost, sorry, Heather. She's probably expecting this on Monday. She's not going to get one till Thursday.
Yeah.
If you read the Twitter feed, we actually didn't post that we were going to be late. So
it's true.
It was the applause was deafening. No, I'm sorry, the silence. The silence was deafening. Nobody reached out. So if you're interested, live tweet us right now it's 8:01. So if you start getting them in right around 8:30, 8:45, we'll start reading them all live on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, you asked me a question,
Dan. I did. Wow, right off the bat.
Save!
All right, let's start there, okay? What you going to call me?
What are we going to call you?
It's Dennis, okay?
Hey, just do one N.
Yeah, yeah.
So they won't know.
Yeah.
All right, Dennis.
Well, it sounds so different when you say it like that.
It does. It sounds totally different.
You know what? I'll take it, Shakes.
Oh, you'll get it.
All right, from now, how was your 4th of July?
4th of July was, as anticipated, it was okay. Fair to Midland. Yeah, so it rained, obviously. So the night before, we went to a neighborhood ne'er-do-well who had some illicit fireworks firing off from their driveway.
Can I tell you, fuck some fireworks. I hate fireworks.
You didn't come to this guy's house because he had bottle rockets, and they fired.
Damn.
They actually have Roman candles now that they... idiots... Ain't no way.
Yeah.
His kids were doing them. I was like, no way.
No.
No way. And I showed them a picture of Jason Pierre-Paul from the New York Giants.
Yeah.
He was actually holding a bunch of them, and it exploded his hand. He lost a bunch of fingers.
Yeah.
And I said, you can be a millionaire too. Hold this thing and wait for it to explode, and you'll be an edge rusher.
Yeah. They're the worst invention.
Yeah. So anyway, those fireworks the night before on the 3rd, those are fun. Kids liked them. The next day, meh. They were okay. We went to a pool party at a friend's house. The best part, though, was we're sitting around, kind of off and on, raining, chatting with one of the dads, and Liam rolls up.
Who does?
Leia, Princess Leia.
Yeah, it was like a costume party for
four. I shouldn't have said my daughter's name. The princess rolls up, and he says, these... Jello shots taste funny.
He called them Jello shots?
No, he didn't. Oh. They were Jello shots, though. Yeah. But he was eating Jello, and he's like, "This tastes funny." And clearly, it was Jello shots.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Bud, how many of these have you eaten?" He's like, "This is the second one."
They have two more. They start tasting way better.
Yeah.
When you get to the third and fourth.
Oh man. Hey, let's chalk that up as another story I ruined.
Yeah.
How about bury the lead, you fucking moron?
Good going. Oh, my 4th of July?
So that was my 4th. Hey, I was taking a sip.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Give me a fucking break over here, all right?
Yeah.
My son just took Jello shots. I'm in mourning.
I mean, yeah, because that's one of the least masculine drinks you can have at any type of party.
I was killing him.
That being said, I made and brought my own Jello shots.
Did you?
Yes. And they did not set up, so I had Jello juice, and I just drank the whole tray.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
You just cum guzzled
it? I just gargled.
Girl.
We went to a friend's pool as well.
Was it the same friend I went to?
No, it was a different friend. Better friend.
Oh.
Yeah. This guy supplies me with all my pharmaceutical needs. That's the friend I'm talking about.
Oh, like Advil?
Yep.
Wait a second. Wait a minute. Is this our friend?
Yeah, our mutual acquaintance.
You motherfucker.
Yeah.
This is first ever podcast listener, Jimmy Maffa.
That's right.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. I didn't know you guys were having a party.
Yeah. No, he was having a party. You just weren't invited.
How many people were there, for real?
For real? Yeah. Me and my wife and my kids. And then two teenagers came over that were like like old neighbors from out of town. It was their kids.
Yeah.
And he was just visiting. He's like, hey, can I come over and swim in your pool?
Yeah.
So he came over. And little homeboy, I'll tell you what, one of them is a rapper.
Really?
On, yeah, he's on like SoundCloud and stuff. You can download his stuff.
Really?
Yeah. He had like 30K, he said. Yeah, like 30K.
$30,000 or 30,000 followers?
30,000 people downloaded his stuff.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, 30K, that's 30,000. That's a lot, right? He's like, yeah. And then I proceeded to just horrifically torment them.
Did you rap battle him?
No. I would just be like, oh, so... Like, how long you guys been dating? And, you know, just stuff to, like teenagers who would just get under their skin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was two dudes.
Yeah, two dudes,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, so great.
Yeah, and they did not think I was that funny.
His
At
rap
first
name
they did, but
was Lil Homie?
No, his rap name was, oh, man, it'll come to me.
All right.
Yeah, it's like...
We got to do a shout-out for all of our buddies.
That's true. Yeah,
if he's got 30,000, we should befriend that guy.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. All his
especially he's like the first gay teenage rapper.
Yeah, and he's right in our demo. Gay teenage rappers is like number one.
Right in the wheelhouse. We did the survey, came back. It was actually all no one answered. So
yeah,
I mean it's
possible.
Open window.
Yeah,
it's open kimono.
We had a good time, even though it rained and stuff, but we had fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
That's interesting. I'll have to...
I wonder if that'll make it onto the...
The Windows thing?
Yeah, the Windows thing that just popped up.
You probably could just mute that and you'd be fine. Or you just leave it.
Nah, I'm just going to leave it.
Just leave it. Let's see if a pop-up comes up.
Yeah, like the
horny
teens in your neighborhood.
Your computer will restart in 14
minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, what's his name? Lil what?
Lil Shoddy.
Little Bugatti?
It's
Oh, shoddy.
Little shot caller.
Little shot caller. All right. So did he play any of his music for you?
He told me his name and told me to look him up on Spotify. And I said, you should check out my podcast.
How about, yeah. Did you?
I did, yeah. He's like, I will. I was like, yeah, I'll look up your music. So neither of us did what we said we were going to do, I would assume.
Did our followers spike by 100% when he actually looked at our website?
Yes. It went to four people.
Lil Shawty. That's a... we are in the artist community, so we should all support each other.
It's true.
I saw, speaking of white rappers who lip sync, Macklemore.
Yeah.
So Macklemore's got a new jam out with Kesha.
Okay.
So I went on YouTube, you know, to check it out. And he lip syncs over this live performance that he gave. A live performance, he's lip syncing. And she's not. Kesha's got a good voice. I always thought she was like a sea creature. But
nah.
She's pretty.
Yeah. Why would you think she's a sea creature?
Big ups. I don't know. Not. She doesn't have a very toned physique.
Yeah. You know, sorry fucking
Dude,
Ronnie
she's
Coleman.
She's right in your wheelhouse though.
Yeah.
Holy bazooms.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
they real or fake though?
It's like a cartoon character. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm all about all natural. But.
I mean, she wasn't showing them. It was a music video on VH1, so I don't think she.
I understand.
Huh?
In the music video, he was lip syncing over a concert that he had already done.
No, so they had the regular video, the regular music video, and then there was like a live performance of the song, and it was in a studio too, and she's. Belting it out, and he's clearly lip syncing. Was it on a studio? No, maybe it was on the Ellen show. Ah, it was the Ellen show.
Oh, so you're watching Ellen. Okay.
Maybe it was Ellen sense. With the big boobs.
I'll tell you what, Ellen's wife is so hot.
Portia D.
Yeah.
Rossi.
Yeah.
Portia Delightful.
Delightful. Yeah.
She's
so
hilarious.
Pretty. Yeah. She's great on Arrested Development. Yeah.
She's like the me of women.
It's true.
Ellen, she just should have married me.
Yeah, you have just as much penis.
I have shorter hair than Ellen.
That's true.
I have Porsche D.
Yeah.
That actually is true.
Yeah.
My, yeah.
Tiny wieners.
Mm-hmm.
My tiny wieners.
Looks like a medium-sized CeeLo Taurus.
CeeLo Taurus.
CeeLo Green. CeeLo Taurus.
He looked like a clitoris. He had a little clitoris head. Turtle boy.
Oh, man.
Whatever happened to that guy?
He probably ate himself into an absolute round circle, and someone thought he was a munchkin and ate
him. You, by munchkin, you mean like from Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
You meant, yeah, like a donut hole.
No, he's borderline little person, though, for sure. But donut hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
He's got those tiny hands, like even smaller than mine. Like, he's got tiny hands.
He's, and he's got a big old belly, like distended, and then it says, like, Krav Maga across the front of it or something. I don't know what it says.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get that tattoo.
Oh, he's got a tattoo on his belly?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, he's rocking it. That guy's all tatted up. I think he's got a couple on his head, too.
Oh.
If you were a short black guy, I guess if you were black.
If I was black,
would
you?
Yeah. You would shave.
I got the short, fat
you?
Part. Yeah. I would do what?
Would you ever get a head tattoo?
No.
What would make you maybe get a head tattoo?
If I lost everybody and I had nothing else going on.
So you're like, all right, I'm T minus 3 months.
Yeah.
I'm just going to see what it shakes out. Yeah, I'd have to be like, I know I'm dying tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to get one, and that would be cool.
Yeah. But no, if I lost, you know, the wife and the kids,
mm-hmm.
and...
In a bet?
No, if they, you know, something happened, and...
Okay.
You know, either like a no contact order from the courts, mm-hmm. or...
Okay.
Which I'm fighting, so yes. It hasn't happened yet.
I mean...
Yeah.
Or, so it's not when the no contact order comes. I mean, it's coming, obviously.
I'm fighting it.
Okay.
But... Yeah, you know, something like that. I just, you know, I'd be like a renegade. Head tattoo. I go like fight ISIS or something.
So, your lawyer, is that going to be that guy, Brad Comey, the lawyer that rocks?
No, it's the guy who pulled my wisdom teeth.
Oh, the guy next door. Yeah. Same strip mall.
Yeah.
You got a coupon?
Yeah, he's I got a Groupon.
It was on the back of your toothbrush. It just had his name on it.
Yeah, it said, hey, for legal advice.
For when you definitely get divorced.
Yeah. Hey, Toothless Joe, hit me up when your wife leaves you, you fat loser.
You are absolutely in our demo if you're going to a strip mall dentist.
Yeah.
Stop next door and get an Orange Julius and some free legal advice.
I have to tell you one time, I went to Dr. Bova in East Boston.
Yeah.
To the dentist, because my front tooth had been knocked out, remember?
Yeah.
And he was going to give me a price to do it, and he was my buddy's, he was a buddy of my buddy.
There you go.
That makes sense. Anyway, so I go to the dentist, and he checks me out, and he's going to work me up a price, and he goes, hey, go up the street, my parents own a bakery, you just go in there, they'll get you whatever you want. I'm like, what a fucking racket.
Yes.
This guy just sends you to rot your teeth out, and then you go get your teeth done. It's awesome. A Bova Bakery. It's right by Mike's Pastry.
Okay.
Right down the street.
All right.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Oh, I thought you went there and like somebody, you know, jumped you or something. Like,
no. He said...
his grandfather came out with a rolling pin and hit you over the head.
No. He said when I was in the chair, he goes, you're going to feel a little prick in your mouth. And he wasn't talking about a needle.
Hey-yo.
I stole that joke.
And then you said, that's not little.
My dad said, oh, boy.
That's a monster. Fluoride. Coming your way. All right. I would like to... I need to apologize. And I've consistently either mispronounced or messed up someone's name in previous episodes. So I'd like to start a segment we call Corrections.
Yeah.
We will call, I'm actually telling you, we will call it Corrections.
Thank you.
All right. So at some point when we were talking about the D.B. Sweeney vehicle Cutting Edge.
Yeah.
I referred to the beautiful Moira Kelly as Moira Tierney. Moira Kelly was the stunning woman on ice skates from The Cutting Edge. Moira Tierney was in News Radio with Andy Dick.
Yeah.
And your boy Joe Rogan.
Yeah. I think she's pretty.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're calling Moira Kelly stunning and all this bullshit. Moira Tierney's pretty easy on the eyes.
I don't disagree. I just think that I didn't like the sexual tension between her and Dave.
Dave Foley?
Dave Foley.
Really?
I think Dave Foley's a goon. Hilarious. Okay. Let me backtrack. Kids in the Hall was my first foray into comedy that actually made sense to me because it didn't make sense. Him being some sort of like leading man role, it doesn't work. Didn't and for work. Her to be interested in him, I was like, no, it's not gonna work. He's like 2 feet tall.
Yeah, I know.
I do like her though. She's got this like sly, sexy thing going on.
Yeah. She's not only that, she seems attainable too.
MT, you're for who?
For like a regular guy. Right. Like you wouldn't have to be a A-list celeb.
Can you be an epileptic with two fake shoulders?
Absolutely, as long as you get that huge dick that she loves.
So no.
So another guy with a huge dick who's an epileptic with two fake shoulders with a huge dick.
You can find anybody on social media. I wonder if there is my doppelganger out there, only he's got a gigantic schmens, and he's on Facebook.
And he's on Facebook.
And we find each other through Match.com.
And then you guys fuck.
Bang. Well, I guess on the bottom. Unless he's one of the unless he's one of those guys who enjoys little schmens.
Yeah. Just puts his knees up to his chest and gets ready for
and
it.
Just says, give it everything you got.
Yeah.
Just give me a good old fashioned 22-ounce water bottle.
Lean into it, handsome.
And then all of a sudden he says, when are you gonna start? And I just say,
You mean finish?
What?
Done and done.
I'm lying right next to you.
Yeah, throw him a Kleenex, say, clean yourself up.
That's right. Here's a combo. You done good, kid. Pizza combos.
Yeah.
That's got to be what you go. That's got to be your go-to after you.
I could fucking ruin some combos, okay? I'm the combo king, all right?
I love pizza combos.
This is body built by combos.
There's no better road trip food than combos.
Yeah.
Pizza combos.
Yeah, I'm a pretzel cheese guy myself, but...
Yeah, pretzel cheese. It's the same deal.
Yeah.
Combos is pretzel cheese.
Yeah, I know, but no, that's what I mean. It's the pretzel cheese combos, not the pizza ones.
Yeah. Oh, you go with cheddar?
Yeah, dog. Cheddar makes it better.
That's weak. Wait a second. What does that cup say? Is that the heather?
Yeah, it is.
No!
Yeah.
The cup is a...
Shout out to Heather.
24-ounce cup. It's got a heart on it, and it says Heather, and can we say his name?
Yeah.
Juan. No, John. Sorry. 12, 13, 14? It's almost like they planned it that way.
Nope. Total coincidence. Oh, it was actually a misprint on the cup.
Was it?
No.
It's actually the 31st, I think, on New Year's Eve. John can't read just like me. That's awesome. So now we have some swag.
We have Heather swag. Yeah.
Oh, man. We'll be giving some away on Twitter. So live tweet us.
Yeah.
On the twat machine.
Yeah. First tweet gets the Heather and John forever mug.
That's right. You don't want to give it up. We'll get you a picture of it.
Yeah, we'll send you a Polaroid.
We'll take you a picture of it. Also, on the twat machine, send us some asks, some requests.
Yeah.
What do you want to see as far as pictures?
Yep.
D-pic from the old D-man? You got it.
Fine.
You want to see me getting pegged? Okay. All right, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
We'll try it.
Yeah, I just got to go through my catalog on my Rolodex.
Yeah.
Of photos.
Exactly. I just needed to look at my phone. Good to go.
Good to go.
Good to go. Oh, speaking of good to go, update. Last episode, you promised us an update on your lady, Busy Phillips. You were going to have a little masto session.
Have a little masturbatory story for you.
You were going to get busy with Busy Phillips?
Yeah. So, first thing I did.
Run
was
one.
Yeah. No. I Google image search.
Take me through the whole process.
So type in Busy Phillips.
Okay.
Google image search.
Yeah.
Start looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, you know what? I think I might have been wrong. And then it went a little bit deeper and was like, yeah, it's not doing it for me right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like I think I pictured her when she was on that show Cougar Town. And
and she wasn't attractive then either.
No, but there was like it must have been one episode that was like, hey now, what's she doing?
So that's just burned in your memory.
Courtney Cox.
Yep.
Nope. And then the chick who was on the Drew Carey show, not Mimi Bobek, but the other one.
Okay. I don't even know who Mimi Bobek is, but I think...
You don't know who Mimi was? Carey?
The big chick?
Yeah, with all the makeup.
Okay, I do know that one. And I think I know the other one because she looks like Maura Tierney, does she not?
She does, absolutely.
Holy cow.
Yeah, she was also on that show.
Wow! We just stumbled upon something right there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How many other... All right, this is not screeching halt, but how many other girls out there do you think look like Maura Tierney? Let's name another actress.
I got one right off the top of my head. It's her name is she was in that movie Hollow Man with Kevin Bacon and Elizabeth Shue, whom I absolutely love.
I was gonna say Elizabeth Shue,
but it's not Elizabeth Shue. It's
Andrew Shue.
No, it's a chick who he would watch in the mirror, like across the street, and then he like snuck into her apartment. I think her name is Radha Mitchell.
Radha Mitchell?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. I never saw that movie, so I don't know. Give me another one.
Well, she was in... I mean, she's been in so many movies, but she's like an English... a British actor.
British. All right. Her name is Radha Mitchell.
I'm almost positive, but I could be wrong.
Oh. Have you ever been to Erosti?
Like an Erosti clinic?
Yeah.
No.
All right. I'm going to one on Friday. I'll let you know how it goes. Sorry, I was just looking up her name. Are you doing it?
Yeah, I'm also doing that.
What the hell am I doing then?
I don't know. Fuck him also now. Her name is, Rona Mitra. I was close.
Oh, yeah. Hook me up with a pic. Nope, that's your penis. She kind of looks like a dude.
Yeah, though. But also kind of looks like Maura Tierney.
That's a pretty Bruce. Like, that's what Bruce probably went into the surgeon with and was like, make me look like this.
Yeah, I think that was not the most flattering picture ever. I think as she's gotten older, she's gotten more more manly.
Whoa. She got some strong features, that's
she
for
got,
sure.
She got them big. She got that big jaw, like her jawbones.
She is, yeah, and her cheekbones are really defined, too. And the Adam's apple doesn't help.
Yeah, and her penis.
No, she tucks. I can excuse that away.
yeah, no, you can. We learned about your proclivities.
I will. I'll excuse it.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Yeah. Rona Mitra.
What are you giving me shit for?
No, dude. I think she looks like Maura Tierney. You didn't agree, I guess, but I really think she does.
All right, that's three people that look at Maura Tierney, including Maura Tierney. Is it Moira? No, it's Maura.
It's Moira.
No, it's not. Moira Kelly. It's Maura Tierney, isn't it? News Radio
is
great.
Yeah.
Tierney?
No, or Moira. Moira, we don't even
Maura
know.
Moira is M-U-A. What? M-A-U-R-A, dude. What's wrong with you?
Oh, like Maura.
Yeah, Moira is M-O-I-R-A. It's Gaelic, I think. Emphasis
think so?
On the lick. You thought I was going to go with the gay, but I didn't.
No, you live in the gay.
I live for the lick, though.
Yeah, it's Maura. M-A-U-R-A.
So, have we already talked about the greatness of Phil Hartman?
I believe we have because I think we just stumbled upon him, but
can't talk about it enough.
I think we talked about Colin Blow, and I'm almost positive we talked about Colin Blow before.
We definitely did. Yeah. Last night I was I'm on this thing where I'm showing the kids SNL videos.
Yeah.
Last night was the one
David S. Pumpkins.
No, I have. They love it. They love David S. Pumpkins. But even they're tired of it. They're like, stop showing me David S. Pumpkins.
I did look up that Pete Davidson. Teacher, court case.
It's good, right?
The best, dude. I don't know. Like Kenan Thompson was like just a kid actor. He's the funniest fucking guy on
SNL.
He's
the funniest guy on
SNL. Yeah,
he was the
judge.
Black Jeopardy.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
And he's the judge when he's like, "Let the record show." I think he means my man.
Yeah, he goes, I got this, my man." I got guys in school calling me my man. But not like, you know, like in a Denzel Washington from. It's so funny.
Oh, man. That's good.
But do you know what? The other part is, what's her face was terrible in it?
Ronda Rousey.
Terrible.
No, she's terrible. But even Pete Davidson's delivery in there was like very, very Pete Davidson stunted.
Yeah.
But it worked for that particular one. So anyway, I'm doing like a best of Will Ferrell, and there's all kinds of ones you can't see, but there's the one where he does
Robert Goulet.
No.
Don't show that one.
No, there was the one where we cruised by, though, the one where he's in the office and it's post 9/11, so he's wearing
the
bikini
thong
with the American flag on.
Yeah.
That one's hilarious. No, so I stopped on the one where it's the ad for how to like train your dog, but it's demeaning your dog. And he's like, if you've tried everything, you've tried hitting your dog and disciplining it, and I think he says like beating it within an inch of your life, and it doesn't work. Just try demeaning it.
He's like, I don't think I've ever seen this one.
He's like, the dog won't eat the food, and he's like, well, Rodney, Ruth's Chris didn't have a table for us, and the Palm wasn't taking reservations, so this is all you'll have to eat. Oh, and by the way, you're a fucking dog. The dog's lying around, and he's like, oh, Rodney, you must have had a bad day. Yeah, feel free to sit around. You know, it must have been hard at work. Oh, no, that was me. You just sat around in a pile of your own filth.
Yeah, I can't wait till my kids are old enough where I can introduce them to this stuff.
It's so great.
I tried to show my son Jurassic Park because he loves dinosaurs.
Oh,
yeah, that was not a good idea. So dumb.
That's because he likes Barney. You're like, hey, you like Barney?
No, he likes dinosaurs.
Jurassic Park.
He'll go, hey, I want to watch a dinosaur show with no humans in it, just dinosaurs like biting each other and stuff.
Oh, and so you're like, oh, even better. I'll show you a dinosaur movie where they eat the humans.
Yeah, he loves that kind of stuff, but he just hold his attention.
Was it the Sam Neill version or was it the Chris Pratt version?
It was the Chris Pratt version. I think that's what it is. We got to show him the original. Man. Little Goldblum in his life.
I miss the old Chris Pratt.
The fat Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't ever get skinny. I'd miss you.
You know, I don't want to get skinny, but I don't want to be as fat as I am.
I think you're a healthy individual, and I like you just the way you are.
You know, I think that too, but then I step on the scale, and I'm like, you weigh 270 pounds.
And the scale goes,
you
get off! It's just,
like the glass cracks on the... We've had to replace so many scales. I can't wait till I sit on the toilet one day and the fucking thing explodes. I want to kill myself. I will swallow a fucking bullet.
Oh, man. You're not supposed to swallow it. You're supposed to shoot it out.
Oh, that's wrong.
You're eating fucking
I mean, bullets. You fat bastard.
I just swallowed 15 bullets and nothing.
That's the... I went on a diet. I started eating lead salads. Oh,
yeah. Where's the girlfriend that encourages me to kill myself?
Yeah, that broad.
That's great. That was Girlfriend of the Week.
It was last week.
You know what we should do? How about a little Mom of the Week?
Hell yeah.
Mom stories. All right. Let me break it out here. Mom number one. Indiana woman and girlfriend use marijuana as incentive for boys' behavior. Court records show. So apparently this mom has a very... very attractive boyfriend.
That's a girl.
Oops, I'm sorry. That's a woman. As a reward, they offer the child some Mary Jane.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm all for weed. It should be legal everywhere. Shouldn't be against the law. I don't smoke it. I don't, you know.
You don't?
No, I'd never have any. That being said... you got to wait until you're 18.
Wait a second. How old was this kid? I'm looking for
I think he was not even a teenager yet.
50. Nope, sorry. He was given marijuana 50 times in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I mean, as somebody who doesn't smoke weed either, I haven't had it 50 times in 3 months.
Yeah.
And if I did, it was strictly for medical purposes, and
doctor
I would
prescribed.
Need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would need it. Well, The doctor didn't prescribe it, but
no, he described it. He's like, hey, this is leafy green substance.
Man, roll this shit.
Hey, I say,
put it in a brownie. Hey. Don't be such a pussy.
I'm Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah, this story sucks. It doesn't even have the kid's age in it.
I believe when I read it, I believe he was like 12 or 13. I don't even think he was really a teenager yet.
They were arrested and released on a $1,000 bond. Really?
Where'd they get $1,000?
The kid's 12?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So what do you want to sneak in some I mean, at 12, I was going down to my grandmother's liquor cabinet and doing the old dip in
a couple of fucking Zambuca shots or
We would all pitch in and buy her some Blue Label. because she loved it, the Johnny Walker Blue Label stuff. Yeah. And
Our grandmother.
No, the one who lived in the house that I grew up in. Not the one who lived in the house you grew up in. Those are two different. Did you know those are two different people?
Yeah, I knew that. I don't think I ever met yours.
Was the tip-off that one of them's dead?
Yeah. No, the tip-off was that. No, I didn't have a tip-off. Probably. I don't remember. I have zero memory of her.
You're pretty young.
Yeah.
She's pretty sweet. You're a dick, so we probably kept you away from her. I don't see where it says that.
Yeah, what grade are you in when you're 12? You in like fifth grade?
Well, the older one is in... Yeah, you'd be in like fifth grade.
Okay, because when I was in like sixth, seventh, eighth grade,
yeah,
all I did was smoke pot.
For real?
That's all I did. Like, skip school, go smoke pot, like every day.
And look at you, you turned out fine.
That's what I mean. Yep. I'm a complete fucking loser, so...
So all I didn't do during then was smoke weed.
Look at you.
I never did ever, but if I did, it would have been the first time, like around college. And look at me. Huge, huge success.
Yeah, you're sitting in my master bedroom. Mm-hmm. How big is this room?
Bigger than a bread box. It's probably 20 by 15. No. I'm trying to envision myself laying on the ground. Oh, 20 by 12? No, yeah. 20 by 15. Let's go 20 by 15.
Yeah. This huge master bedroom.
This is scintillating fucking podcast.
No, what I'm saying is,
Yeah, hit me.
Smoke weeds, kid.
Smoke weed.
You have a huge ass master bedroom.
That's right.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're going to be living the dream in no time.
No, but, you know, you saw the pictures of those two fucking pieces of shit. There's no way that kid has zero chance at life. He has zero chance.
Well, I mean, what if the dad is ravishingly handsome, though?
I'm pretty sure the dad is long fucking gone.
Dude, you're making a lot of snap judgments.
Do you know why?
Yeah.
Because they were from Florida. So most of my judgments are correct.
Allow me to take everything I just said back. You're right. The dad is probably a crocodile, in fact.
I'm pretty sure they're alligators in Florida, but whatever.
All right. Mom of the week number two.
I love this lady.
Casey Anthony.
Oh, I take that back.
Yeah.
I thought you go with a different one.
All right, man. Hey, to each his own.
Yeah.
I like Billy Lee the transsexual, and you like Casey Anthony, so.
I mean, Casey Anthony is actually kind of hot, but.
Casey Anthony, this one says, will never have a relationship with her family, which is true because she murdered her own daughter. Yeah. But apparently they're talking about her dad and hasn't talked to her dad in years. I'm really not sure why this is news other than like, hey, status quo.
Yeah.
Like, was the dad contemplating talking to her?
I'm pretty sure if you murder my grandkid, yeah, you can go fuck yourself hard. But actually, she was proven innocent, right?
Yeah. Isn't she in jail?
Nah.
She's not in jail?
I don't know.
She should be. Yeah, she's attractive, man.
Yeah, right.
Take a look at this picture. She's the one on the bottom.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
No, not so much. Yeah, the top one is the baby. Top one's the baby.
Top one. Baby's always on top.
Baby's in purple. I know, with her.
No, but no, she actually was really pretty, but, you know, she's a piece of fucking shit.
We got to go back. Okay, this is a great question.
Yeah.
Now, she's batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Right? So, but she's really evil. But so was the girl who tried to cut off her boyfriend's head and wanted it with a machete to have sex with him. She didn't try to cut him off, but she definitely threatened him with a machete to have sex, right?
Yeah, that was just hot, dude. She was never going to go through with it.
All she did was kind of... Didn't she kill the baby to be with her boyfriend, though? That was it. Like, the baby was dragging her down, right?
I honestly was too sickened by that case to follow it.
Okay. Take aside the fact that she murdered her own child, okay? Yeah. You got to you know what your problem is? You have the inability to separate yourself from a situation, Dennis. Think of other people, okay? She's burdened by this thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Gotta get rid of it, man.
And what... As the boyfriend, would you not be a little bit kind of like, that's cool that you go to that extent for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit honored, almost.
Nah, this one.
No?
This one, you know, fuck, anybody who, like, brings a kid into the world and doesn't take care of it can eat a fat bag of dicks.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Fuck those people. Yeah, fuck them. That's what I'm saying. Fuck them.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying,
like, you know, legalize abortion. Or, I mean, don't overturn Roe v. Wade.
Right.
everyone should abort a kid that they don't want because no one else is going to take care of it. Don't bring that kid into the world.
You're missing my point.
I know what you're saying, but it just aggravates me that
somebody should take
someone can do that.
A ball peen hammer to her skull.
Yeah, let's go to the next one because I'm getting too aggravated on this one.
Take that aside. I'm looking at the picture again and I'm thinking to myself,
nah.
I mean, the kid's in the picture.
Kid's adorable.
In the picture, the kid is not missing.
It's true.
So I'm just focusing on, that looks like love right there.
It does, yeah.
And it looks like I should be sliding right in.
You know what happened? If you slid in?
What?
Baby'd still be alive.
There'd be another one.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
at least one.
Virile. All right, so that's number two. I think I know where you're leaning, but we'll see. Mom of the week, number three. Arizona woman, 92, shot, killed son, who tried putting her in assisted living.
That's my girl.
That's it right there.
You know what? I'm banging that one.
Look.
I'm banging that one.
Oh, man. Right when you said that.
I know.
That picture.
She looks like.
That's horrifying. She's like,
yeah. She's like, what? What's happening? What did I do?
Why are you blaming me? Yeah.
What's this on my forehead?
She looks like a Halloween mask.
She is like just. Awesome.
You know what the most interesting part of this is? I never realized it. Her son was 72. It never struck me that that guy was could die just as soon as she could.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Like, yeah.
And she doesn't look 92. She looks fantastic.
You know what? Like I said, I'd give her hold on to these fucking love handles, baby.
Love handles.
Yeah.
I wonder do you think a 92-year-old woman has to worry about getting blasted by the end of a comb in prison at the ladies' place?
Nah.
You don't think so?
I guarantee she's like, what she does in prison is she goes up to the biggest, toughest one and
takes her teeth out.
Takes her teeth out and just gums her clit. So,
that's gross.
I wonder if a gum job feels good for a lady down in the lady parts.
It can't hurt, right? Because you can use more real estate. Ladies don't want the teeth. I'm assuming.
Oh, really?
Bless your dad.
You're doing it wrong, man.
I'm doing it way wrong. Really? You're not attacking it like a badger?
Not on it.
All right. So those are our... all right. Let's go a little deeper in here. So basically her son wanted to put her in assisted living. She confronted him on Monday morning with two pistols that she hid in her robe. Holy shit. She went like Wyatt Earp on this motherfucker. she removed the handgun and fired multiple rounds, striking and killing her son. Whoa. Then she pointed at the girlfriend. This guy's got a girlfriend? He's 72?
Yeah, and the girlfriend was like, fuck you, old lady, and beat the shit out of her.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. And you're like, son, you suck. Why couldn't you do that?
I know. She's probably bummed out. Like, she's only the girlfriend, so she's not even
And you know what? The girlfriend and the guy. Yeah, I know. She doesn't get anything.
She's next in
right?
line for the throne.
Yeah, she doesn't get anything now.
Yeah, this is like a Shakespeare. Boy.
This is Othello.
If Shakespeare was in Maricopa County in Arizona. I feel like Arizona is like this close to Florida. It's like the Florida of the West.
Yeah, I can see that.
And nothing can touch like Mississippi or Alabama, though. Those places are fucking dumps.
How dare you?
Sorry. Anyone out there? Is Heather from Mississippi?
Heather is from Arizona.
Actually, Mississippi. Mississippi wouldn't be so bad. What's the one that's a real shithole that you never go to? Is
Arkansas.
Alabama?
Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas.
Yeah, Alabama.
Immediately when you say Arkansas, I think like big old pine trees and big old fucking rape scenes.
Yeah, you think of banjos and butt sex.
Exactly. I think spring break.
You think of yes, please.
Exactly. All right, so... Our three candidates are Indiana woman and girlfriend use marijuana as incentive for boys' behavior. Casey Anthony is not going to have a relationship with her family. That's news to me, and it's sad. Or Arizona woman, 92, shot and killed her son.
I'm going grandma, man. I fucking love that lady.
Oh,
really? I'm 92. Do you know how long it would take her to load pistols?
Yeah.
Like, those fucking things are hard. Those bullets are hard to get in.
She's coming correct with two of them, too.
Yeah,
she's
dude. She's like, in case I'm blasting with both hands.
Man. And she had them in their robe, too, man.
Oh, yeah.
The robe. She flings the robe
open. Oh, man, yeah.
And she just pulls one out. It's like,
yeah.
Right out of the old.
Yeah, with the coffee stains and cigarette burns on the fucking robe.
Yeah. I was talking about her vagina.
Oh, I know. Me too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sweet.
There coffee stains and cigarette burns.
That could totally be the case. Yeah. All right, so you know what? I'm torn. I'm not going to go Casey Anthony. All right,
good.
We'll save that for Girlfriend of the Week. I think it's great. I just think it's, you know, thinking outside the box to, like, incent your child to do well, I just think there's something about that.
Yeah, do you know what they did when he was bad, though?
What'd they do?
They took away his marijuana. Those bitches.
Oh, and you know what happens then?
School shootings.
Florida child, 12, shoots mom and girlfriend for taking my weed away. Yeah.
My sweet chronic.
All right, fine. We'll go
mama.
Arizona.
Yeah, dude, that lady's awesome.
Have you ever been to Arizona?
I have. Well, you know, I've been cross country, dude. I've been to most places.
That doesn't mean you've been to Arizona.
Went to Sedona and went to...
I also went to Sedona.
Flagstaff.
I went to...
Beautiful.
Arizona State.
Oh, you did?
And we saw there was a Patriots game. This was back when I had never left Massachusetts in my fucking life.
Wow.
They had a Pats game in Arizona. It was at Arizona State. A bunch of us went, and I was like, why am I wasting my time in Massachusetts?
I know. It's
what
crazy.
What the fuck is going on? Yeah. People are nice. People are beautiful. So are the women.
When I went to Texas State, I was telling my nephew, I was like, you need to come here because it's a different level of attractiveness. Like,
I don't know why he would want to go to Salem State or wherever the hell he's going.
Curry.
You couldn't even convince me more that he should go to like a community college here and then just try to get on. He's a good ball player.
Yeah.
He should try to get on with a team after like a year or two. Go to ACC. I mean, holy cow.
They're so dumb there too.
The level. Oh my god.
So hot and so dumb.
I know, because at Curry College, they're really smart.
Yeah.
Morons.
You went to Amherst, okay?
UMass Amherst. I didn't go to Amherst. I wish I went to Amherst. That's like,
oh, sorry.
That's like an Ivy League.
You know what I meant when I said that.
Yeah. It's like the University of Texas, the University of Michigan, and the University of Massachusetts.
Except everyone gets in. Everyone.
No, that's not true. When I went there, yes, but not anymore.
not now.
It's very competitive.
I actually heard that it's tougher to get into those places now.
When I went there, it was $2,500 a semester.
God,
now it's like, I think it's like 15 grand for the year. So if you do the math, it's roughly about the same.
Yeah. I don't do math.
If you did, you would know I was wrong.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hells to the yeah.
Hell to the yeah.
All right, hit me, bro. Screech my halt.
Oh, screeching halt?
Screeching halt. Let's do it.
I'll give you one right here. Why don't you? You're the one who just did the screech. If you're gonna
because it's Shaky Will screeching halt.
Shaky Will. Insert volume here. All right, give me the first five presidents in order
of the United States.
Yeah.
All right, kicking it off. George Washington.
Right, named after the bridge.
You thought I was going to go Bush with that one, didn't you?
I know you never go Bush.
This is going to be so
you're like
fucking
DJ
embarrassing.
Colin,
okay.
Never go Bush.
So let's go. I'm going to go George Washington.
Yep.
John Quincy Adams. We should write these down.
No way.
John Quincy Adams. Then I'm going to say...
No, it's not.
Ben Franklin. Then I'm going to say... I'm just thinking of people who wrote the Declaration of Independence. They were all there.
Yep.
I don't think Hancock was a president. I'm going to go... Who else is on money? No, Grant couldn't have been there. Let's go with... Oh, shit. I'm trying to think. Man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. Serious. No. Dude, what are you fucking talking about? You fucking name him.
George Washington.
Yep.
John Adams.
That's what I said. John Quincy Adams.
There's two of them, you...
Oh, shit.
Dipshit.
Huh.
Number three. Because John Quincy Adams is four. And then number five is Bret Michaels. Holy shit, I don't know either. I didn't look it up.
Who did Aaron Burr kill?
In the duel? Hamilton,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so Hamilton's got to be up there.
They made a musical about him. I thought he was like 16 or something.
No,
Abe Lincoln. Abe Lincoln's 16, right?
I think he's up to 13, 16.
It's fucking embarrassing. How stupid.
For you, yeah. Yeah. I like how you were like, you're so stupid when I said the first two.
I got three.
No, you just did we though? We haven't looked this up.
Yeah, we definitely did. I got three. You didn't get shit.
I
got two.
You wouldn't have said George Washington. There's no way.
Well, I forgot him, but
who were the first five presidents of the United States?
I used to think Abraham Lincoln was number two.
Who were the first five presidents of the United States?
By the way, Abraham Lincoln is number two because he's the shit.
Okay. I like that. All right, let's find out.
All right.
Do we have two more guesses? Before
wait. Okay. All right, so Hamilton could be one of them.
Okay. John Hancock was never president, right? He just masturbated a lot because his name was Hancock.
They gave him a big building, though, the Hancock Tower. That's what they used to call me when I dropped my trousers.
Whoa!
Hey-o! Who else was a president?
Grover Cleveland?
Paul Revere. Grover Cleveland.
Now Paul Revere was never a president.
No, I know he wasn't.
Sam Adams?
No, Sam Adams wasn't a president.
Oh, what was
Hell
he?
Hell of a beer maker, though.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
George Washington.
Martin Luther King.
Oh, my God, we're so dumb. John Adams. Thomas Jefferson. James Madison was number four. James Monroe was number five.
Where's John Quincy Adams?
Number six.
See, I named three of the top six.
Who would you name?
Adams, Quincy Adams, Washington.
No. Oh, top six.
Yeah, top six. Yeah. I got three of them. I got half of them right.
Well, I'd say John Adams and John Quincy Adams are the same person.
All right.
He just added the Quincy so he can get reelected. Okay.
All right, name the last five presidents.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, go for it.
Donald Trump.
But no, you have order? To go forward. You have to go forward. I have to forward. Go forward,
fuck. Okay. I'm going to go with... Yes, he used your fingers.
I got it.
Okay, hold on. hold on. Oh, shit. Okay.
Yep.
G Dub.
Wait a minute.
George Herbert Walker.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
George Bush. Barack Obama. Donald Trump.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not.
Al Gore was really
no, he wasn't.
Al Gore really won.
Who was before George Herbert Walker Bush?
Reagan.
What?
Reagan. I mean, what?
He was the VP. Wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Bush was the VP for Reagan.
No, it was Carter.
No, it wasn't. He was in the 70s, you moron. When did Reagan fit in? You think Carter came after Reagan?
Yeah.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Wasn't Carter
Reagan
only in for...
Bush 1 was 1 year, one term.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. You're such a fucking nightmare. You are a nightmare.
You fucking idiot.
Dumbass. How stupid are you?
What? Let's do some more on political talk.
Yeah. Hit me up.
What are the first 10 amendments to the Constitution called?
They're called the amendments to the Constitution? The Bill of Rights?
That's what I'm talking about. Listen,
everyone's tuning out right now. More political talk.
This is 4th of July episode.
How about we do this? Salute to the troops. How about the troops from Thailand who went in and got those kids? I cannot fucking believe that those kids are safe in that cave.
Did you see like the little diagram of what the cave was like?
I did.
What the fuck, man?
It's like a urethra. You know what the amazing part was? They had to get in there and then stage a holy area to get them out. Yeah.
And a dude died doing that.
How did he die?
I think autoerotic asphyxiation. Pretty sure.
Can you imagine if the kids have to like
swim by him?
By the kid
yeah, the gonna... guy's got his hand on his cock and like, what the hell?
Belt.
Hey, that's fucked up, man.
It is fucked up.
Come on, Shaky.
You know what? Come on, what?
Shaky?
Come, I'm shaky.
Oh, come on my face?
Come on myself? That's gross. But, okay. So Elon Musk, your boy Elon Musk, was going to send over some sort of fucking like robo technology to
get
him.
Yeah.
Can that dude get any more diversified? How about if he just focus on like two or three projects? Like, why does Puerto Rico not have energy right now? How about you focus on that?
Didn't he send him over a bunch of like power walls and stuff?
That's beside the point.
Why I saw that. I saw those Tesla power walls at Home Depot for sale.
And, yeah, they're huge.
Yeah,
they're
let's way do bigger this. Than I thought they were good. So I was like, let's do this. And then I looked up the details and like, no, you don't get the solar panels. You need to add those. You need to add this, that, and the other thing. I'm like,
yeah. Oh. Well, you can still charge the battery, but the discharge is only like 4 hours or something like that. It's not. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in that industry. I'm just telling you what I read on the pamphlet.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think you get that much. You might be able to power your fridge for like 4 hours. That's about it.
Really?
On that gigantic fucking thing. Yeah, battery technology is garbage.
What are you talking? Dude, they make cars drive with those fucking things.
You know how many batteries are in there?
One. One giant battery.
No, I'm asking. Is it? You think it's one?
One giant battery, one, yeah.
9-volt? No, it's multi-cells in there. Come on, dog. This lays the shit.
You didn't ask me how many cells there were. You asked me how many batteries.
Layers to the shit, player.
That dude, what he's done is pretty amazing, though.
I'm sorry. Tell me what he's done. The Tesla has caught on fire. Like half the Tesla's
so
like
catch
on
the
fire.
So is fucking cars on the road have caught on fire.
Point taken. So what's the next thing he did? Shot a couple rockets in space and a bunch of them blew up. But like, where's the payoff?
The Tesla is the payoff.
He's going to build a tunnel under LA.
Yeah, he is.
Where's that fucking thing?
It takes time to build tunnels.
Yeah, it takes more time when you send people over to fucking Thailand to just sit around with their thumbs up their ass.
No, he was sending fucking scuba gear over something.
No, he was going to send over some like submarine technology with air, and they were like, hey, bud, we got it. We're good.
Yeah.
We're going to use the old-fashioned way.
Oh, whoa. So what a fucking terrible guy for trying to help. You're
no,
a real
No, I'm not
piece
saying he's a terrible
shit.
Guy, but at some point, we should expect more of him. He's smart. He's rich. He's banging supermodels. I think he's with Amber Heard now.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
With him. Yeah.
Focus on one thing then. Amber Heard.
Her orgasms.
Exactly. She's probably sitting there. She's probably like the Thai tunnel.
Oh, man.
Come get me.
What?
I got nine little boys up here.
I thought you were talking
to
your coach. You were saying her vagina was like a Thai tunnel.
Apparently, that place flooded like 2 hours after they rescued all those guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fucking bananas.
And they're already making a movie about it.
Who's the star? Channing Tatum is...
Tom Cruise is one of the kids.
Yeah. Channing Tatum is a soccer coach.
Mm-hmm. He totally is.
Yeah. Oscar's so white. Hashtag Oscar's so white.
I know all those kids are going to be white.
Yeah, absolutely.
White.
Yeah.
They're going to be white women.
Yeah. Except for John Cho. He'll be in it. Because he's the only Asian actor I could think of.
Dr. Ken?
Yeah. Bobby Lee will be in there. Oh, what are you doing? He'll just be his super like flamboyant Asian racist self.
Yeah. Dr. Ken's the guy that drowns.
Yeah.
It's like, in my professional medical opinion, this is a dumb idea.
Yeah.
Gurgle.
Yeah.
Gurgle, gurgle.
Get this belt around my neck quick. I need to jerk it. I guess I'll turn on the tunnels.
I didn't calculate this was going to work for me. He's not a scientist. So
isn't that fucked up that, like, just looking at those tunnels, like, hey, if a tunnel can fill up with water like that, fucking timeout. Let's not go in that fucking tunnel.
So if it was so hard to swim out of those things, like you were going to get stuck, like, how would you get 2 miles in? Wasn't it like a mile and a half?
They said that they've gone further and deeper into tunnels before. Like, they do it all the time.
I will barely walk in a tunnel that I can stand up in.
Dude, one of
that's not go crawling.
Like, I'm not, I don't have, like,
how
I don't care
small
about heights
is that
or anything.
Coach?
Dude, like, claustrophobia, like, tunnel shit, that freaks me the fuck out. Like, there was a movie about, like girls, like, spelunking or something like that, and there was.
Go on. I think I saw this one on RedTube.
They're all naked with their titties out. But no, inside they had, you know, it was like, mutant people inside and they were getting them and they had to crawl through these little fucking tunnels and the things would grab them. It freaks me the fuck out. I don't like that shit.
Where is this?
It was a movie.
Recently?
Yeah.
Hang on, hit the button.
I got you, dude.
Thanks. And we're back. This was a recent movie?
Yes.
Oh, so it was one of those like M. Night Shyamalan movies?
It was just a horror movie. Straight
what
up
happened
horror
to that
movie.
Guy?
What do you mean? He's making the he made that movie Split. That was a good movie.
Up until the very end, when the guy started crawling all, it was awesome until the very end, where you're like, M. Night Shyamalan, always at the very end, he's got some twist where you're just like,
but the reason is because he's making another movie.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It was a fucking,
you can tell. Setting that up.
Bullshit.
They, no, but they are making it. They're already in production.
So Jimmy McAvoy is in that?
Yep. And Bruce Willis and Sam Jackson.
Oh, that's right. Willis is in it.
Yeah. He's the hero.
They call me Mr. Glass.
No, they called him Unbreakable. Get this motherfucking glass off my motherfucking legs.
Where's my wheelchair?
Mama.
That doesn't sound like him at all.
It doesn't.
He did wear purple all the time, though.
Do you know why? Because he's fly as fuck. That's why.
Fly as fuck. He did have a pretty sweet afro,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Yeah. He had the whole thing going on.
You know who wouldn't like that? Papa John.
No.
Did you hear that story about Papa John today?
Yeah. He's dropping N bombs.
Dropping N bombs on conference calls?
Yeah. Like,
hey, you know who we don't want to market to? N's.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to say 92-year-old women who try to kill their sons.
Nah, that lady gets free pizza for life.
That guy's out of his fucking mind.
I mean, how much money is he worth? Hundreds of millions, right?
Yeah. Why? And he already got taken off the board.
Yeah,
because
he's just the owner, I guess.
Yeah.
Former CEO,
he's
but
the guy who made, yeah. I mean, he's out. He outkicked the coverage. Like, it's time to, you know, time to settle down.
Yeah, just fucking eat some pizza and shut up.
Yeah, that pizza's disgusting.
It is terrible.
It's fucking awful. It's loaded with sugar. I fucking guarantee you, it's loaded with sugar.
That's a weird statement, but
when you eat that, you're like, this bread is so sweet. Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Shout out to Home Slice, sponsor, by the way. Home Slice, sponsor.
Really?
Nope. But I wish they were, because their pizza's fucking killer.
It is.
Austin, Texas, Home Slice. It's the only good pizza around.
Via 303 is pretty good.
Nope. It's not. I had Via 303. All right.
You just said it wrong, so.
When you went, fuck you. I said it wrong. When you go home and you have pizza, you'll come back and be VO. You're going to go to VO 303?
Via.
You're going to urinate on their fucking wall in the middle of the day. Be like, this is what I think about your pizza.
Oh, man. I miss pizza from home. It's so good.
You duped me. What's your favorite pizza from Boston?
Regina's.
Regina's pretty fucking good.
Yeah. I'm a Papagino's fan, too. I think you don't like Papagino's, right?
It's got too many green pieces of shit in there. What is it, so flex? They put oregano or something. Yeah. It's got a lot of oregano. You got to eat pizza, Papagino's, Papagino's, you got to eat fresh.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to eat fresh. Day old Papagino's are even like 15 minutes old.
Weird. Yeah,
you
got
to eat it there.
It gets weird. Yeah.
You got to. I used to get raviolis with the breadsticks.
Yeah, they had the cheese breadsticks. Those things were fucking delicious. do you stuff. Know had the best toasted raviolis?
I know what you're going to say. Italian food joint.
Yeah.
What's it called? Name. Not the Chateau.
The Chateau. Toasted raviolis, the Chateau. Yeah, that's what it was.
No, there was another place.
Toasted Ravs.
Toasted raviolis. I forget.
Bertucci's?
Gross. They had good.
Rolls?
Yeah.
Yeah, the rolls were good. Hey, Boston fucking diner talk.
Heyo, where's Dave Sammarco? Where is Dave? If we have to, let's do an in-studio guest first. Okay. In-studio.
Yep.
Meaning the better.
Do you know what we should do? In-studio guest and then one of our buddies as a Skype guest. See how the fuck we do it.
We should test that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we'll do Sammarco.
Dave
Sammarco. We've got to call back to a previous episode where Dave Sammarco, one of the first cable television celebrity chefs to hit the scene way back in the fucking late 80s, early 90s.
Yep.
Look him up on YouTube. I guarantee the only thing you're going to find is him singing country music. Gloss over that shit. Don't let it
go deeper.
Impact you. Yeah. Exactly. Go all the way to the colon.
Yeah.
And find Dave Sammarco cooking show.
Yeah. He said, what's that old broad's name that used to do cooking shows?
Julia Child.
Yeah, he's like, hey, Julia, step to the side. I'm about to show you how it's really fucking done.
I'm going to give you the tossy-tossy, the whirly-whirly.
Exactly.
That was his big thing. I fucking love that guy. We definitely have to get him on.
Can you reach out at all? Because you're not on Facebook, so I'm going to reach out.
Do you have a phone book? Do they have phone books anymore?
No. They do.
But you have to publish your name, and since everybody has cell phones, no one's...
Do you have a home phone line?
No.
Me neither.
Why the fuck would I have that?
Isn't
I just
that weird?
Want a phone book. One more time, one more time.
Okay, I get it. I missed it, dude. It made it.
Are you serious?
Dude, I was fucked up. I fucked up.
Man, Heather's going to be pissed.
Oh, shit. Heather, sorry.
So sorry. H-O-H. Heather on.
Hi.
Hemorrhoids. Oh, man. Well, this was another killer. This was another bang-up job.
Yeah, man. It's a midweek one, so it's weird. We worked really hard today and then had to squeeze this piece of garbage in.
What did we work really hard at? Our jobs?
Yeah, well, I did. I don't know about you.
No.
I got a lot of fucking emails from you while I was trying to work.
I fucking checked out. And I sent texts. The email I sent last night.
No, the text.
I like how you don't respond. And I send you like 5 texts about stuff, and then all of a sudden you're like, fuck yeah. And it's like, to which text are you fuck yeah?
Just because I'm fucking working, man. I don't know if you remember what that feels like to fucking have to be outside all day showing fucking people what to do.
Showing and blowing.
Yeah.
Here's the schmens.
Joy, what you said once.
Joy. Pump it up.
And pain.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Sunshine.
What else?
And rain. Sing it. Now God's children.
little Rob bass for you guys.
You are now about to witness. Rob. Oh, no, wait. That's the beginning.
Anyways, what I say now to all the guys at work is building houses, banging spouses, because you said it that one time,
yes.
And everyone looks at me like, did you make that up? I'm like, yes, I did. It's the funniest thing I've ever said. Thank you. They love it.
Oh, man. You know what I say about that? That's so dumb.
This whole thing was so dumb.
It was so dumb.
This was so dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.